Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson, and I'm blessed, I'm privileged, and I'm highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today. We're continuing with our series of studies on success. Yes, and we're going to be continuing with that series this week with a lesson entitled Crossing Over the Jordan, Receiving the Promises of God. And so I pray that you'll have your Bible, your paper, pencils, that you'll be prepared to take notes and study along with us, saints of God. I always encourage you to do this because I want you to be able to search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. Praise the Lord. And so I want to go ahead and get a few of our announcements out of the way. We're excited about our upcoming Pinnacle of Success Conference, which is scheduled for May 28th. 2016 here in the Atlanta metropolitan area. You want to visit our website, agministries.net, or you can visit the conference site directly, which is pinnacleofsuccess.org. We look forward to having each and every one of you in attendance with us as we'll be discussing seminars on life success, business success, as well as relationship success. We want each and every one of you who are in attendance to reach the high point of success in these three specific areas of your life. So definitely contact us, find out how you can be a part of this year's conference. Also, our Bible College and Seminary classes are continuing with our Skype courses starting on January 25th. You want to enroll to take weekly Skype classes. You can contact us at our school website, which is gbcs.education, and we'll look forward to getting you enrolled in that. Hallelujah. Somebody say with me, the year of good success. Yes, we have decreed and declared that 2016, the year 2016, is the year of good success, and this is why we're starting off the year with a series of studies on success. We're looking through the book of Joshua, and this week we're going to be continuing with Joshua chapter 3 about receiving the promises of God. For part of the definition of success is that you achieve your aims or goals or endeavors. You accomplish that which God has directed you to. You fulfill the mandate that God has upon your life. And we're going to see today in these scriptures how the children of Israel accomplished that in their lives. And I believe that it's not just a recounting of the story of Joshua that will help us today, but it is to inspire us to know that whatever it is God has directed us toward, that God is more than able to complete what he started in our lives. Somebody give God praise and say, thank you, Jesus. So if you're going to be studying along with us, we're looking at Joshua chapter 3, and I'll read the first verse, and then we'll get a word of prayer. Also, our phone number, where we can be reached at, is 678-278-9622. Contact us, find out how you can be a part of our ministries. Here we are in Joshua chapter 3. Let's read at verse 1. It reads, early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. I bless you. I praise you now. I give you all the glory and honor. We ascribe words to you, for you alone are worthy of all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Besides you, Father, there is no other God. I pray for each person under the sound and hearing of my voice today. I pray that you will manifest your glory in healing in bodies who are sick. I pray that you will manifest your glory in the lives of those who are in lack through your provision. I pray that you will manifest your glory in the manner of salvation for those who are lost and seeking after salvation. Father, we praise and thank you today for this word. This is a living word of the example of your children of old receiving your promises. And let your word be manifested in the lives of the hearers today, that every promise that you have spoken concerning us will come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Again, I welcome you to today's Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast, and I'm excited to be able to continue this series on success. Yes, not just any success, but good success in our lives. And I know that as we continue to meditate upon these words, as we continue to allow these words to become a part of us, what I like to call it is developing a mindset of success. Praise God. And so there are three key words that I'm going to be looking at as we go through this entire text of Scripture today. And one of the words that I'm going to be placing great emphasis on, and you can write these down if you're taking notes with us. The first word is crossing or to cross. We're going to place some emphasis and give you a little bit of definition on what that means. The second word that we're going to place some emphasis on today is the word receive or receiving. And the third word is promise or promises. Hallelujah. These are three key words that I'm going to use in this week's lesson to be able to speak forth how we receive the promises of God. And so we see the first step in our first verse we looked at with Joshua chapter 3, verse 1. It sets the setting for what's about to happen next. And I pray, just as you read these portions of Scripture, that your mind is being set in preparation for whatever it is God has spoken for you to receive. So here we are. It says, early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim. That is, they left the place where they were camped, awaiting the promise of God. Then it says, they went to the Jordan. And Jordan was a river between the land of Canaan and the land of Israel. And that was a little river that they had to cross over. That means this was a place where we take a look at the word crossing to get a better understanding of what that means. They left Shittim, the scripture says. They went to the Jordan where they camped before crossing over. So here they are right on the edge of receiving all that God had promised throughout generations and generations and generations. But they set up camp there to give one final check to make sure everybody's ready for what's about to happen next. Somebody said, what's about to happen next? Are you, children of God, are you ready? Are you prepared for what God is going to do next in your life? Well, in order to receive the promises of God, you have to prepare yourself, just as we'll see Joshua here instructed the children of Israel to prepare themselves. Now, the word crossing, let's look a little bit deeper into that. I alluded to the fact that I'll be placing emphasis on certain words, and cross or crossing is one of those words. The definition that we're looking at for cross or crossing today means going beyond the normal boundaries. Hallelujah. Say that with me, saints. Cross means to go beyond normal boundaries or the established boundaries or the limitations where you could only go so far, but now you've never entered into what's on the other side. This is what the word crossing represents as we look at it in this particular place of Scripture. Another meaning that we can get for the word cross or crossing is a place where roads, streets, and paths intersect with each other. That means that sometimes you could talk about things only so long, thanks to God. God can only continue to make promises for so long before his word has to come to pass in your life. And this is where Israel finds themselves. They find themselves at the place where God's word is intersecting with the reality of their condition and situation. I want the same to be true in your life. I want God's word to manifest in the reality of your situation, the reality of your circumstances, that whatever you may be facing right now, as you have been anticipating the promise of God, it's almost as if those who have been promised a gift are waiting for the gift to be given. So here we see that God told Joshua and the children of Israel to camp at the River Jordan, at the place of the crossing. And I believe some of you have entered into the year 2016, that this is your place of crossing over. This is your place of going beyond the normal or established boundaries. This is the year, I believe, that you're going to press past the limitations that you once faced in your life. You're at a crossroads in your life, thanks to God. You're at the intersection of promise and provision. And now it's a matter of crossing over to receive that new direction. And that means, just as Israel in the text we read today, they had to go in a different direction than they had ever traveled before. And I believe the same is true for many of you listening to the sound of my voice today, that God is trying to prepare you, trying to equip you, trying to give you the opportunity to cultivate a mindset of success today. So here we are with the children of Israel. Again, Joshua chapter 3, let's look at verse 2. So they camped at the Jordan before crossing over. And it says, verse 2, after 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out. Somebody said to me, move out. You are to move out from your positions and follow it. Verse 4, then you will know which way to go. Oh, thanks to God. Let's talk about this for just a moment. It says that they are to, once they see the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence of God on the move, that the people of God are also to move with God's presence. We must be in line with God's word. We must be in step with the Spirit. And the scripture says that it is only after they follow it will they then know which way to go. Oh, somebody, Shikuraba. Father, I'm excited about this because if someone can grab this today, it's going to change the outcome of your future. So here it is again. It says then. Then means that there's a condition based on it. That the if part was if they, once they recognized the Ark of the Covenant was moving forward, that the children of Israel were also to move forward with it. And if they did that, then this would happen next. Somebody said receiving the promises of God. Hallelujah. And it says again in verse 4, it says, then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. See, this is, you're about to receive what you've only heard about of old. That which you have only thought about, dreamed about, prayed about. Oh, hallelujah. He said, but if this moment, if you were to obey the Lord's voice and move forward with God, hallelujah, I believe that somebody is being compelled to move forward in a new place of life and ministry, business, relationship, maybe a geographical move, maybe a new ministry, hallelujah, maybe a new relationship, maybe a new place of health and wealth in your life. It's time to move forward, children of God. So he says again, continuing with verse 4 of Joshua 3, but keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. So here we are, children of God. Israel has been given the instructions about crossing over the Jordan in order to receive the promises of God. What instructions are you called to follow right now by the Lord? What is it God has promised you? What is it you've been praying for, dreaming of? Hallelujah. And what instructions now must you follow in order to receive the promise of God in your life? Let's continue to read in verse 5. And we're going to talk about this word receive in just a minute. That is the second of three key words that I want you to place special emphasis on today. Let's read it, verse 5. Joshua told the people, just as I am speaking to you today, children of God, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Verse 6, Joshua said to the priests, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass ahead of the people. So they took it up and went ahead of them. Oh, saints, you see, last week, if you were with us, we talked about three other key words, and the first one was obedience as we journey to success. Here it is again. The same word and action of obedience plays a preeminent role in the children of Israel receiving the promises of God. And the same word will be key to your success as well. It will be key to your being able to receive the promises of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody let me now receive. So let's talk about what this word receive. We talked earlier about what the word crossing meant. Going beyond the normal boundaries or limitations. going to a place where things intersect, where God's word comes into contact with your condition, and where God will cause you to go in a new direction that you've never even considered before. But now that was all the preparation in order for Israel to receive the promise of God. And this is where we're talking today about success, for success is the accomplishment of that which has been spoken. So the word receive, this is what I want you to think about as we have a working definition for this today. Receive is to be given, presented with, or paid something. It is to something to be given, presented with, or to be paid something. To take or to get something that has been promised, or something that you're to be paid, or something that is going to be sent to you. Here it is, Joshua tells the people, get ready to move forward. He spoke to the priest, and this is particularly relevant to the church today. For not only must the people move forward in order to get the promise of God, but the priests, the ministers, the church leaders have to be ready to move forward before the people move forward. Oh, somebody get this today. So I'm speaking of great inspiration to those who are leaders of congregations, those who God may be calling you to be to leadership roles, that before you can expect the people to move forward, you must be ready to move forward to receive the promise of God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So we're talking about receive. That is, God has promised Israel that if they would obey his word. Back in Joshua chapter 2, verse 8, he told Joshua to tell the people that if they were to obey his word and meditate on it day and night, that they shall be prosperous and find good success. Hey, God is consistent with what he expects of us, children of God. The question is, how consistent are we in obeying the word of God? If we're going to cross over into the promise of what God has for us, we must be ready to receive that which God has promised. Now let's read on a little bit further, and we're going to get into this final word about promise or promises. I pray that you're able to grab this and meditate upon these words, these scriptures, saints, in preparation to receive the promises of God. That's what we're talking about today as we're continuing our 2016 Year of Success series on success today. Here we are now, verse 7. It says, and the Lord said to Joshua, today, somebody said me today, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. Verse 9, Joshua said to the Israelites, come and listen to the words of the Lord your God. I'm saying the same thing to you today, saints, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Come, hear, and listen. Listen right now. This what I'm saying, what the scripture is saying today can change your life. Verse 10, this is how you will know that the living God is among you and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. All these names represented those who are occupying the space that God had for children of God to occupy. Somebody else right now, saints, may be in possession of your possession. Somebody else may be living the life that God intended for you to live, in the place that you intended to live. Somebody else may be doing the things that God has destined for you to do and to accomplish. And so just as he was speaking to Joshua and Israel, that God was going to displace or remove or scatter all of their enemies if they would obey the voice of the Lord. So again, God is stirring up the people's confidence so they could be ready to step out in faith, that they'll be prepared to move forward into receiving the promises of God. And I pray that this message today will do the same thing for many of you listening to my voice, that it will stir you up, that it will build your confidence and your faith to move out and move forward into the things of God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Verse 11, it goes on to say, see, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. And this is very significant, saints, because not only did God ask the people of Israel to move forward, but God indeed told them that he was going to move forward with them. Remember, the Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God in the earth. And so, in other words, God was saying, I'm going to go before you. And if I be for you, hallelujah, somebody give God praise. If I be for you, then who of all these enemies that he mentioned will be able to stand before you? Oh, thank God, we have the same God today that we're serving. We have the same God today that we're obeying. We have the same God today who has made these promises to Israel, who promises to see you into your place of good success as well. Hallelujah. So again, verse 11, see the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. I will cross into the crossing place for you in order to give you direction and a place with which you can then go beyond the natural boundaries, that you can now step into a place that once you were limited from, but now you will be able to occupy. Oh, somebody give God praise. I thank God for these scriptures today, because in order to receive the promise of God, we must cross over at the time and at the place that God says to cross over and move forward. Perhaps today I pray that some of you listening to my voice, God is saying now is the time to consecrate yourselves in preparation for moving forward. This is not the time to cower in fear of your enemies. This is the time to trust God. This is your time to believe God. This is your season to act upon the word of God in order to receive. Someone said, me receive. Yes, I must cross over in order to receive the promises of God. And so let's talk about that final word of promises that I spoke to you about earlier. We delved into a deeper emphasis of the word cross or crossing. We've looked at a deeper emphasis of the word receive or receiving. Now let's take a deeper look at this word promise or promises. A promise is a declaration or assurance that one person will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. It is assurance by someone of what they will definitely do, give, or arrange for you. Another thing of promises is that it gives good grounds for expectation, particularly of a certain occurrence or situation in your life. I pray that you get the sense of God. See, God is just not speaking empty promises to Israel. As we go through the account of this chapter, we see that God indeed was able and ready and willing to fulfill every promise. Somebody said me, every promise. God was ready, willing, and able to fulfill every promise that he had made to the children of Israel. And God is ready to do the same thing in your life today, saints, if you will only obey his word. If you will set yourself apart and prepare to cross over, don't allow the things that once limited you to limit you in this season. Don't think about going the same ordinary ways that you have traveled in life thus far, for that will only get you as far as it has gotten you so far in your life. If you continue to go down the same path that you're going, you're only going to end up at the same place. How many of you today listen to my voice and say, Lord, I'm ready to go beyond the boundaries. I'm ready to go beyond the limitations, oh God, into the place where I cross over into the receipt of my promise. That is all my health, my wealth, my ministry, my business. Father, I believe your promises are true, and I want to receive everything that you had promised for me. Somebody give God praise. Today we're talking about receiving the promises of God. We're looking at Joshua chapter 3, and we see now that Joshua and Israel, and I believe that some of you listening today are at the same place in your life. They're right on the brink of receiving what God had promised them. Yes, this year, 2016, we've already decreed and declared, based on the promises that God has reassured Joshua and Israel in these texts, that the same God who promised these things is God who makes promises for us, for we are a continuation of the covenant of God in the earth. Let's read now again the process of crossing over. Here we are in verse 11, see the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. And as soon as the priests who carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth set foot in the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. Verse 14, so then the people broke camp. Hallelujah. In other words, they obeyed the voice of the Lord. They broke camp and crossed the Jordan. The priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Verse 15, now the Jordan was at flood stage. Saints, when you get ready to respond to the voice of God, the enemy is going to do everything he can. Not only did they have to overcome the fear of even crossing their boundary, but now they have to overcome the fear of crossing over during the flood season. That is, making it seem intimidating for them to accomplish that which God said he would accomplish. But how many of you know it wouldn't be Israel that would accomplish this feat this day? It would be the God himself who said, I will go before you. That's why he sent the priests with the Ark of the Covenant that represent his presence before the people to let them know, I've already dealt with the situation in advance for you. I want to encourage you right now, children of God, to believe and know that God has already dealt with that situation. Whatever may be confronting you, whatever situation, circumstances, don't let that dissuade you from crossing over into receiving the promise of God today. Hallelujah. I thank God. So we see here that he had promised that as soon as the priest stepped in the water, the waters would stop flowing. And then it talks about in verse 15 that the Jordan is at flood stage during the harvest. Yet, in spite of all the efforts to stop the children of Israel, yet, somebody say yet, in spite of everything that was against them, the waters from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a great heap, a great distance away at a town called Adam, in the vicinity of another town called Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of Araba, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off, so the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Oh, Sarabandasa. Thank you, God. This is what happens when you obey the voice of God. Blessings follow your obedience. Are you ready today, prepared today, this year, to move forward, to cross over those limitations, to cross over those boundaries, in order to receive the promises that God has for your life? Oh, it says here in verse 17, the priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Father, I thank you today in the name of Jesus for this living word that has been read today. I thank you for the blessings that are attached to the reading and hearing of your word. May the same level of expectation, same level of obedience, may the same level of action take place in the lives of those under the sound of my voice today. May they overcome every fear, overcome every doubt, realizing, Father, that you have commanded that they move forward in this year. Give them the assurance that you are going ahead of them. Give them a spirit of obedience even now, O God, that they may also cross over into all that God has for them. In Jesus' master's name I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Somebody says receiving the promises of God. This is where you are at this stage of your journey, children of God. I have every expectation that not only will you find good success, but that you will find it as soon as you obey the word of God. You be blessed today in the name of Jesus Christ. I look forward to speaking with you again next week, right here on Seed Time and Harvest. God bless you.